This afternoon's press conference will feature the UCL offense. It's my pleasure to introduce Noel Mazzoni. If he could introduce his players and have an opening statement.
Sure. I'm Jordan Payton, one of our wide receivers from California. Where are you from in California?
Santa Monica,
California. Next guy is, what's his name again?
Brett Hundley.
All right. From Chandler High School, Phoenix, Arizona. Thomas Duarte from the Three Stripes, modern day. Jake Brendel, all right, from right here in Texas in Dallas, Plano East, right? And actually, Paul Perkins, our running back. Jake's a center. Thomas plays basically our Y position, and Paul, our running back from Chandler. Actually, Paul and Brett played high school ball together, Chandler High School, for Coach Iguano in Phoenix.
Could you talk about the week and preparations for the game?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to thank you guys. Done an awesome job. It's been a lot of fun to be in San Antonio. I spent, I think, 6 years at TCU in Fort Worth, so I have some friends down here, and it's been fun to get back, and a great job you guys do with the bowl. I think practice has been going well. I don't know. We'll find out Friday night how well it's been going, about 5:40. But, no, it's a pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to get a chance to play against Coach Snyder and Kansas State. You know, obviously a very good head coach and a very good program. I think, I don't know if they've won. They won like 38 games over the last 4 years. So it's going to be a great challenge, big test for us.
Questions?
Okay, well, thanks for coming, guys.
Coach, we'll do some of the social media as we get the questions from the present press. Can you talk about your group, especially the fact you're so young and what you're building here at UCLA?
I'm trying to think. The only one that was there before I got – well, Jake, you and Brett came in the same class, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was really a kind of a neat deal to come and be on the ground floor because we were such a young football team. I think last year, there was a point last year where we started three true freshmen in our offensive line. And Jake kind of he's kind of the old man of the offense in the old line. And so it's like, okay, what freshman do I have to start next to this week? So kind of been a revolving door, and they've done a great job. It's been fun watching these kids grow up in the system and with Coach Mora, and you know the culture that Coach Mora is developing at UCLA, and it's been something that's, you know, after doing this coaching business for 34 years, it's given me a lot of great memories of. It's an experience that I haven't had a chance to be through it, is that it's a grow up with a football team. This is the first time that I've had a quarterback actually play 3 years for me. So it's been a lot of fun. I think Thomas, now Jordan's going to be a senior too, right?
Right.
Yeah, JP's going to be a senior. So these guys are kind of the guys that laid the bricks, that built the foundation for the program for what Coach Moore's getting done at UCLA. You know, they dug the footings and poured the cement and all that, and I think they've done a great job and give us a chance to kind of, you know, build a type of program that UCLA will be proud of.
There was a question for Jordan along those lines. Have you had time to reflect on everything you and your teammates are building and using this game as a springboard for next year?
Yeah, you know, just being able to play in this phenomenal program is, you know, being with Coach Mazzoni and Coach Moore has just changed, you know, everything in UCLA. So, you know, getting a win Friday night would definitely help us springboard into next season, especially with, you know, we have such a young team. So definitely build experience and, you know, start 2015 off right for us.
Jake, this is your third time, I think, in what, the last 13 months playing in your home state. Just talk about that and talk about your how many friends and family are going to be coming down here for the game.
All right. Well, it's always great to be back here in Texas. I just like the way of life around here. It's always kind of a refreshing feel to come back here. I have a few family members. I have my dad and my stepmom coming down, and then I have a few friends from high school because my mom and stepdad actually moved to Phoenix, so I don't have any immediate family here anymore. But so.
One more thing. I'm doing a story on Jerry Neuheisel. Can you or any of the other guys talk about you know, the exhilaration you guys had after the UT game and carrying him off the field, and just what all that was about and the feelings that you have for Jerry.
Yeah, just with that whole game, it was actually pretty amazing. We really were neck and neck the entire game. We unfortunately lost Brett with an elbow injury. So just knowing that we had a backup that was really prepared and knew the entire offense front and back, you know, I never really stressed at all about it, and I knew that Jerry would do a really good job, and he went out there and he led us to the victory. So it was a really exhilarating win, knowing that, you know, we have that depth at that spot, and if something were to happen to Brett again, that, you know, we do have a successful solution for it.